a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, July 30th, 2023, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that teaches you how to take control of your health, focusing on accurate, up-to-date health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is my co-host, Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, and I got a lot of notes on hopeful tips to help people understand how to be healthier. But before we get to that, you just had a great conversation with me about Jimmy Hoffa. Tell people about what's coming up on your podcast.
Well, one of the podcasts that I host, it's about 3 months old, is the Crime Cast with former Chattanooga Police Chief David Roddy. We just had Mari Nicely in the studio with us. Mari wrote a book called Hoffa in Tennessee, the Chattanooga Trial that brought down an icon. And it is the book is fascinating. If anybody wants to say what book would I recommend, Hoffa in Tennessee by Mari Nicely is a fascinating read. But the podcast, I think it was fantastic. He is a great guest, and once you start understanding how important that trial was in Hoffa and the trajectory of before that trial and after that trial is unbelievable. And all of the characters and stuff that went behind the scenes, the violence, the threat of violence, the mobsters, the liars, the attorneys, the judge, it's unbelievable. It was a great podcast. Thanks for letting me talk about it. But go check out the Crime Cast, and you can listen to the podcast. And then go buy Mari's book.
And that's called Hoffa in Tennessee.
Yep. The book's called Hoffa in Tennessee, and the podcast is the Crime Cast with Clint Powell and David Roddy, sir.
Yeah, I love love David Roddy. He's a really stellar police chief in his day. I wish I had been on the police department when he had been there.
Yeah.
There were certainly some other people of good value, too.
Yeah,
but he was
dude.
Probably the toughest and the best director of that department of all time. I want to say that our Zunta bars are back in, Clint. I've brought you several of our new Zunta bars.
Oh.
When I say new, they just were delivered literally today on a refrigerated truck. Want to make one comment about it. It was a really cool story. I have a warehouse because we have to stock a huge amount of products in order to supply the busyness of Nutrition World. Well, one of my stellar warehouse people, Brandon, came to us several months ago, and I've just been so impressed with his work ethic, his interest in what we do. But he wore a continuous glucose monitor on his arm. We see people with these little patches that are kind of round, and they're pretty informative, because what they're doing is not taking a one-shot glucose. They're taking a continuous glucose readings that then goes to your phone. He told me just 5 minutes before I came here, he said, let me tell you something about your Zunta bar. He said, when I ate the Zunta bar, my glucose was flatlined, almost flatlined. He said, that means, of course, that it did not elevate blood sugar.
Wow.
At least the past 30 years, I have preached, and practiced the philosophy that if we can keep blood sugar from going too high and then crashing back down, that's the biggest reason why people gain weight. It's not so much their calories. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that they skyrocket for an hour with a 170 blood sugar. That's when you put on all your body fat. So trying to eat foods that are low glycemic, trying to eat what I think is healthy for me, which is semi-keto, semi-carnivore, only doing 60 carbs Monday through Friday, 150 on Saturday and Sunday, which is, I talk about that on the YouTube Nutrition World channel. I just did a recent one on those exact macros that you could learn more on YouTube. But I'm going to give you several of the new bars.
Thank you. Quick question. Yeah. Do you have those monitors? Do you sell those?
No.
Okay.
And I need to check into it because I think you have to be prescribed those.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you can get them yourself yet. I don't.
All right.
So I want to announce I am a humongous believer in the power of mushrooms, medicinal mushrooms, not the salad bar mushrooms.
Okay.
The ones from shiitake and reishi and cordyceps all down the line. Wonderful expert that we have within our center, Michelle, and she is going to be having the Chattanooga Medicinal Mushroom Summit. A summit is something where it's an intensive program to teach you the information that would involve that topic. Well, this is, will be on the mushrooms. It's going to be mushrooms and holistic nutrition, cooking with mushrooms, cognitive support, which is has a tremendous amount of new research, fungi-supported cancer recovery. When someone comes into Nutrition World and they say, I can't do chemo anymore because my white blood count is too low because of the previous chemo, guess what I say? I can't treat your medical conditions, but you know what I can do? I can talk about how mushrooms can balance your immune system to a point of re-elevating those white blood cells. She's going to talk about magic mushrooms in modern medicine and therapeutic integration. So go on nutritionw.com to learn more about this under events.
And when is it?
And it will be on the, it's $65, and you'll have an optional lunch for $18. And it is not on this card,
it's
Clint.
On the front. Look at August something.
Oh, thank
there
you, Clint.
Go.
Oh, what would I do without you?
Yeah, I'm
man,
it's pretty good.
August 26th.
There you go.
9 a.m.
There you go.
It was right here in pretty big print. That's kind of concerning to me.
I wasn't going to say anything, but yeah.
Yeah, pretty concerning. Well, I did do a ketamine IV today, so I have an excuse. I'm a little bit foggy.
You're seeing smells.
Yeah. Seeing smells.
Hearing colors. I get it. Yeah.
Well, you don't?
No. Oh. No, I don't. Because I'm normal. I don't have to take
that.
Yeah. Just hold your breath for a while, man. Get hyperventilated. It's the same stuff. Just get on the Stairmaster. You'll get there.
So many people have commented that I'm not normal. That's kind of getting a little worrisome. I don't know. But I want to talk about candles again. Last week I'd had a well, you made me do it. I didn't come in here ready to throw candles under the bus.
You threw Sean under the bus.
And Sean, too. Yeah, Anybody who chooses candles. Let's see. The name is the... what is the name of those stinking candles?
I don't know. They're not
Yankee,
lit today.
Yankee candle. Yeah. I noticed the first thing when I walked in because they produce so much indoor pollution that you might as well be living near a steel plant that's pumping out copper-colored air.
But it would smell fantastic if it
but
did,
they,
though. Lavender
I bet you if
and
they,
pumpkin.
I bet you they could make that exhaust from those factories smell good today.
Well, listen. If they're going to pollute the air, at least make it smell good.
That's right.
Yeah, that's my theory.
But that's they, not you. Yeah. You're not going to put this on your family.
I want the cinnamon, fall smell coming from the plant.
I bought this studio a candle. I brought and bought because I paid for them.
Okay, good for you.
This one's called Girlfriend. And I thought about you because I know that that's pretty empty box on your life.
Wow.
But this is made by...
Does that feel good? That felt good.
It did. Oh, sweet revenge.
Let me see it. I want to look at it.
And, it's made by a company called Anchor. This has bergamot powder, sugar, lavender, vanilla, lang lang, amber, musk, and sandalwood. Real essential oils with a wood wick that actually can make noise.
Yeah, crackles.
Crackles
little. Yeah, I got one at the house.
And yes, do they smell as strong as artificial? No, they can't because you can't make that strong smell unless you use toxic chemicals. Mm. But these are not toxic. So I'm going to donate this to the studio.
It smells great. Hey, well, during the break, I'm going to go light it while we're sitting here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't carry a cigarette lighter.
Me neither.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Nutrition World, I don't know if you saw my Instagram on Walmart. I've done two Instagrams. I did one on the pretty pathetic ingredients of Eggo waffles and talked about on Yucca, Yuka, mm-hmm. the app that we use to analyze and evaluate the quality and healthiness of foods.
Right.
It's not always perfect. The only thing I don't like about it is they don't think healthy fats are healthy. They think all fats are unhealthy. That's the only thing. But when he looked at the app for these waffles, it was an 18 out of a scale of 0 to 100. 18,
so
18.
Good,
yes,
though.
They're inexpensive. Yes, they're good. But they are pretty pathetic as far as what we want to put in our engine. Mm-hmm. Our 12-cylinder engine does not do well long-term on these, especially if you're throwing things like syrup, which
and
I did
butter,
the other one.
Margarine, yeah.
Well, now butter's fine.
Margarine.
Butter is a health food. Margarine's not.
Right.
And syrup is pretty junky, but if you're going to buy syrup, don't buy all the ones that are just chemically made, which I did. The second one has not come out yet, but it will. And so I made a big push on waffles, but the other was on buying Garden of Life products, which have done switch and bait for the public because they sell the same products we do for about 25% less. And guess why? Because they're 25% less potent, but you don't see that on the front label. The front labels are identical to our labels, but yet they've reduced the potency so they could reduce the price.
I have a question.
Yep.
And I did not see your video, so I apologize, but did you give an alternative to the Eggo waffle?
Yes. At the bottom of Yucca, you get four alternatives to those
Is it get an alternative to parquet butter and to syrups? Because you just killed one of my favorite things, which is Eggo waffles.
Yeah, but you don't have to have yucca to figure out margarine.
Yucca, something. Yeah.
You go to the right hand, right side of that refrigerator where B-U-T-T-E-R is, and you pick up butter.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Aura ring. I got to talk before we get too far down the road here on my sleep ring, which we buy off the internet. Everyone does. It has been the most miraculous helper along my journey of insomnia. Why? Because it can analyze to a level of sleep studies my REM, my deep, my oxygen, my heartbeat, my temperature, my movements, and give me scores that are pretty darn accurate. Let you borrow one for two, three, 4 weeks. Well, now they are compatible with continuous glucose monitors. And that's pretty darn cool. But the other thing that brings me into this is every morning I go into the store, I spend about 45 minutes learning by listening to the people that have proven their past history of being teachers for me. One is Dr. McCullough. Well, I was listening to McCullough because the one single thing on sleep I've still am dealing with is I get plenty of REM sleep now. What is REM? It is rapid eye movement. It allows your brain to regenerate. Guess what I don't get? It's deep sleep.
Yep.
And I've struggled with it. I've done everything I could think of, and nothing has truly changed it. I've had nights I don't drink tequila. Didn't change it. Nights I took this product. Didn't take that product. Did CBD. Nothing. And I was listening last week, and he said, well, you know, I've got this Aura ring, and I just don't get enough deep sleep. He said, there's some nights I get 3 minutes. Well, bingo. Me too. He said, here's what I did. I took 5-HTP at 1 to 200 milligrams at night. What is that? It's an amino acid called 5-hydroxytryptophan. That it goes down a pathway to produce melatonin. He said, when you get past 40 or 50, taking melatonin is very inefficient. Taking 5-HTP to make you make melatonin is very efficient. I have now had 8 nights on 5-HTP. 7 of those 8 nights, I have gotten about 28 minutes of deep sleep. My average is 3 minutes.
Do you feel different?
I feel more productive and more focused on those 7 days than I have felt in quite some time.
Hmm.
Now, mentally, I'm pretty darn good most of the time because REM helps the mental state. But on the physical part, I think in the gym even, I'm feeling some difference. So 5-HTP, 100 to 200 milligrams.
And y'all sell that?
We do. And it's in that product that you have taken some, the U-Theory sleep product that we talked about. This I still love.
Oh, and the powder?
Yes.
Okay, well, good.
So,
I'm still taking that. Yep, yeah,
I would double the dose because you need a little bit more than what's in one serving size.
Well, you know what? Real quick, that powder, it says to take it with something warm, like warm tea. I don't do that, though.
It doesn't matter. They just want you to make it sure it mixes up correctly.
Yeah, I shake it up pretty well, but I don't do that.
But I wish you still had the Aura ring, because then we could analyze whether and how effective that powder was. Because I felt that powder, but when I went to straight 5-HTP, I felt it more. So those are the two things that I really recommend for the newest sleep product on the block.
Good for you.
All right, it is time to take a break. We're going to come back. A lot of health notes. Plus, I want to focus on CBD, Delta products, the new law that Tennessee has passed on the taxes for CBD. It's quite interesting. No one knows about it except retailers, and I'll bet you that some retailers don't even know about it. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Clint Powell, and we've got a very interesting guest that I want to speak to because it involves the CBD and all of its little subcomponents of Delta-8s, Delta-9s, and a few other parts of that puzzle. I remember so well, and Clint just brought this up, it was before COVID, maybe 2 years before COVID would be my guess. I went to a health food store in a health food convention in Florida, and this booth had set up this thing called CBD. I had not ever heard of it, and I've been around this industry at that time about 39 years. And they were giving samples out. He gave me a sample in this little syringe, and it had this goo in it. And I syringed it in my mouth, and very skeptical, just barely was reading on it. And about 15 minutes later, I said, "What just happened?" I felt such an immense calmness, and but not sleepiness, just wonderful. Went back to the booth and placed an order. Well, I started carrying this product, and I would keep it in a locked file cabinet in my office. We had to look around both corners, and I'd have to make sure the person was safe in speaking to them. For one whole year, I sold it like this. But none of my employees could sell it, only me. And I would go get it at the bottom of this cabinet. Well, life has sure changed because now it's accepted. Everyone has heard of CBD. And today we've got a real expert, a local man who owns the company Haygood, that we is one of the main companies we sell of their products because we trust them. So welcome to Vital Health Radio, Baker Brock.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Clint. Happy to be here.
I've got enough experience with you to know that you are exceptional with regard to your standards, and standards are so important with CBD, and I don't want to get much into that because I want to talk about the Delta-8s, Delta-9s, proper use of them, what we need to be concerned with, and some of the, just real quickly, the benefits of daily CBD usage. But when you get CBD at locations you don't have any knowledge or transparency of, you could be getting all kinds of negative products, from insecticides to mold to potencies that are not there. So, and vaping is
even
worse.
Station. If you're buying stuff like at the gas station, you know, it's those things.
Or even at other stores, reputable stores, because they don't have the time to check into it like we do. We're just so anal about it, I guess I'll say. So, Baker, tell us about, first off, CBD is what? What is CBD?
Sure, yeah. So CBD is a cannabinoid found in the cannabis plant.
Okay.
You know, marijuana growing up, that's heavy in THC, Delta-9, but there's always trace amounts of other cannabinoids in that plant. And what they found over the years was that hemp was high in CBD and low in THC. And eventually they were able to kind of breed that genetic to the point where it was so high and CBD that we found medical value, and the THC was so low, below 0.33%, that it was legal throughout the country. So CBD is a cannabinoid mainly found in the hemp plant that has the medicinal values of THC, whether it's pain relief, sleep help, appetite help, and other symptoms of you know, heavy diseases that really help, just like cannabis or THC would without the psychoactive effects.
Got you. And with cannabinoids, we actually have what we call receptor sites within the body, many, many hundreds or thousands, and a lot are located in the brain. So I know I did a podcast on my other platform called The Holistic Navigator with Dr. Engel. He's a physician, a neurologist, and he did a book on concussion, and he said you have to administer CBD, in his opinion, for a month after concussions because the brain's full of cannabinoid receptors. That's one of hundreds of benefits. And I know I've used it off and on. I know Clint's used it. Many of us have for temporary reasons. I mean, if you follow me at all, you know I've had 3-year stint of hip agony that I've now got fixed because I did hip replacement, both of them. But CBD was part of the protocols on my really rough days. And it did take the edge off the pain. It takes the edge off anxiety. It takes the edge off many things, including helping appetite when I didn't have any appetite.
Sure.
So those are some of the benefits I do hear from people. But then you came out with, which other companies did too, Delta 8 and Delta 9. And we want to kind of tell what those are and what differentiates those two products, because it's very important to know which one you would want to choose.
Sure. So as we know, CBD is more for that calming effect, that inflammation, that non-psychoactive benefit, but still getting the medical benefits of it. Delta 8 was discovered. It's always naturally occurring in the cannabis plant, but it was really discovered and honed in on a couple years ago when some scientists figured out how to isolate it from the cannabis plant and just hone in on Delta 8. And it definitely has medicinal values, but it's definitely more psychoactive. So what they describe is Delta 8, it's like legal weed, essentially. It gets you high to an extent, but it's not that paranoid high that you might have experienced with Delta 9 or real weed, or whether you go out west and go to a legal state. It's more of a chill high that has medicinal values, pain relief, sleep aid, helps with appetite, and it's become so normal in Tennessee and around here because people love it and we're able to actually buy it legally without having to, you know, travel elsewhere. So it's a beautiful thing. You just got to make sure you're getting the right stuff.
Absolutely.
And I was just going to and what separates that from Delta 9? And then I got a question. I'm curious on how the legal world has responded to you a little bit on this.
Sure. And before you answer that, I'll make a real quick comment. Some of my employees, and I think other people, use Delta 8 when they're very anxious, they're having a very difficult time calming down and being focused if they figure out the correct dose. Too much is too much, but when you do it right, you get more focus, you get more productivity. I have employees who are far better on the floor when they've done the right amount of Delta 8. Now, Delta 9 is a different story, so
sure.
I'll let you answer Clint's questions on that.
Right, and yeah, Delta 8 can definitely get you, you know, to a point of where you're that elevated, but there's also that little space where if you get the right one, whether it's a smoke or an edible or a drink, it really helps people out with anxiety, like you said. So Delta 9 is, that's the main cannabinoid found in the cannabis plant. That's what you smoke and gets you high. That's what Reefer Madness was all about.
Gotcha.
And that's what, if you go to, you know, Colorado or California, they're selling that. But what happened over the past couple of years was they're able to derive Delta 9 from hemp. So they've figured out they figured out an extraction method to pull just Delta 9 from the hemp. And you know, when you get it, it might come in a big jar. If you're a manufacturer like us, a big jar that is technically hot, but when you break it down into products like we have to, those products are still below that 0.03% threshold. So the gummies you have over there, Clint, is a 5-to-1 CBD to Delta 9 gummy, 50 milligrams CBD, 10 milligrams Delta 9. But because that gummy is 5 grams big, that percentage of Delta 9 is still below 0.3%. So you'll see, you know, big Rice Krispie treats that are 50 milligrams Delta 9. You'll see 100 milligrams Delta 9. You'll see 5 milligrams. Yeah, they're all over the place. Oh. That's why you also want to be careful
you
know, where you're getting
Not
stuff.
Not all Delta 9 is equal, right? Like, you don't know. If you don't know, you don't know. Don't take it.
I would definitely consult with somebody that does know. But there's, you know, you have to rely on third-party COAs, test results.
What does COA stand for?
Yeah, a COA is a certificate of analysis that dissects the gummy or the tincture or the vape and shows you exactly what's in it.
And good luck walking into a gas station or many of these stores and asking what a COA is. You'll have a blank stare.
Yes, you want to be careful where you get your stuff. There's, you know, a lot of people are trying to push this. It's kind of a gold rush.
It's a money maker,
but at the same time, the companies that are going to prevail are going to do it quality, compliantly, and really be stringent on those testing methods.
Well, let me just, and this will be where I hand it back off to you two. The reason I have a bottle is because at night I have horrible joints, and I don't take any of it during the day, but about an hour before bed, I'll take a half of a gummy on nights where I'm hurting. So that bottle will last me months.
Right. It's like a 3-month supply.
And so it just helps me take the edge off to where I can sleep sometimes, because sometimes I go work out real hard and my joints flare up, and this is a way of me telling my body that I'm gonna try to get some sleep tonight.
So. Yeah, and I also look at that as, you know, alcohol is a big in our culture, and to take a little, you know, piece of a gummy opposed to having a couple of glasses of wine, you're gonna sleep better.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I do a lot of talking about alcohol and its effects negatively, especially wine, because of the histamine release and other things. You know, some people who maybe, I won't say stereotype old timers, but they may be thinking, why would Ed Jones, who professes health food, nutrition, and foods that are organic, bring something in a store that's almost like a drug? Because, one, it's not really, it is a semi-drug because we're concentrating it from nature, but it has so many less side effects than the drugs of choice. There's not one single drug given for anxiety that doesn't have some addictive qualities. It has destroyed the lives of tons of people in this country. And pain medication, oh my gosh, we just can't even start talking about opiates and all the others, and even less opiates, what it does to kidney function. These products are far safer if used appropriately. Look, we don't need the government to try to instruct us on every single thing. You need to be grown up and learn how to administer things on your own. If you don't, then you just don't do it. Well, but this product is miraculous for some people. Like with my hips, there were nights that I can imagine not having my Delta 8 or Delta 9.
Well, I think it just gives us options, too. It gives me more options other than going to the doctor or drinking, right?
Right.
Can I ask just a side? Why did you get into this? If we don't have much time, but what was the catalyst?
Yeah, I'll make it quick. You know, I grew up here, but one day I moved to Denver, and it was right when medical marijuana was turning recreational, and I joined a company called Mary's Medicinals, and we were making transdermals most of the time, transdermal patches and creams, and went into edibles at some point. But I worked there for 5 years, and I was on the phones a lot, and the customers would call, you know, sometimes in tears, saying, "You helped me get off my Xanax. You helped me get off my Oxycontin. I can get out of bed now." At first it was this cool thing. I want to do it. I want to try something different with my life. And then it became, we're really helping people. We're really helping people live better lives, sleeping, walking, talking, working, whatever it is. It's an amazing plant, and that's really why I'm in it. That's why Haygood's in it too.
Good. I love partnering with people with passions and philosophies that are resonating with my own, of course. And when you guys came in, I kind of sensed that you would be the partners we would need to hold hands with. And I, you know, we sell a lot of your Delta 8, a lot of Delta 9. You know, CBD sales have dropped because Delta 8 and 9 have kind of taken over.
Big time.
But CBD still has a wonderful place on an ongoing basis for general health. I mean, I'm in the gym most days. Clint works out all the time. And I do some CBD probably once a day before I head to the gym. Does it help me? I think it does. But I do a lot of things that I think help me. The main thing is, does it hurt me? Absolutely no way it can harm you. You weigh risk against benefit on everything you do, including candles in this studio, which we talked about last week, is full of toxins. Well, there's a risk in that candle, so I'm not going to do it. There's no risk in CBD if you do it appropriately. So for, do you use it regularly?
I use it all day, every day, and in some form or fashion, whether it's
really
a CBD capsule that has, you know, vitamin C and L-theanine and turmeric in the morning, maybe some Delta 8 throughout the day, depending on what I'm doing, and it's definitely some CBN, which is another cannabinoid that we just started working with.
What's that again?
CBN. It's really good for sleep aid, so we've been definitely honing in on that one.
Do we have that?
you guys don't have it. We're R&Ding it right now. We'll be launching it in about 3 weeks. So
really?
CBN gummy that I'm really excited about.
And see, I love the gummies because I'm such a pill person as far as my nutrients, but I don't like dosing anything with CBD or deltas unless I can chop it with a knife,
right.
Do small amounts, build up, and it's hard to do that with capsules and tablets. You can't. So I love your gummies. They You know, you can't make CBD completely taste like candy, but you do a great job of flavorings. There's no doubt. I love that dragon fruit, I think, or
sure.
whatever. But which flavor do you get?
Today I got the mango.
You got the mango? Yeah. It's really, we're happy because we can make all this stuff in-house. You know, all the flavoring is ordered in-house. All the products are made in-house, so we can control kind of everything now.
I know we're running up on a break.
No problem.
So what makes this new sleep thing, I know it's an R&D right now, but what makes it so unique?
Yeah.
And is it also going to, you say it's also going to be a gummy?
This will be a gummy with 5 milligrams CBN and 20 milligrams CBD, and we're going to add chamomile and lavender extract to it. So one gummy a night is enough to give me a nice sleep. And
have you tried it?
Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah, and I'll bring you samples as soon as we have
enough.
We were
just talking about his sleep as far as the deep sleep goes, and I have trouble sleeping. That's why I take, you know, a quarter of that or a half of that, whatever it is. But yeah, I'd like to, whenever it's hit your shelves, Ed, I'll come get me. I want to try some.
I talk about my Aura Ring all the time, which is analyzing my REM and deep and oxygen and pulse. And I don't find many things that can help deep. In fact, that was our conversation first segment. I take 5-HTP.
Sure.
I will be using your product as a guinea pig to see, will it help my deep sleep? Because most things will not. They may help REM, but they don't help deep. So this will be interesting.
Can I ask one last question? Because I find this topic fascinating. How's the response been from friends and families? How long have you been in business?
Higgins since 2017.
Okay, 2017. What you told people you were doing 2016 and 17 to what you're doing now. Have you seen the response from some of us older folks change?
100%. I mean, one of our best demographics is older folks that want to try this out. And once they try it out, like my dad as well, loves it. And not just to get, you know, to really help you sleep. That is the main thing that we deal with.
Yeah.
And take the edge off anxiety for those who are overly wired.
Sure, absolutely.
With very little side effect again. Now, you will test positive for THC is my last comment, correct?
You will test positive for THC.
Correct.
That is correct. You want to be careful with that. All the CBD we use is full spectrum, so there is trace amounts. Mm-hmm. Then D8 and D9, same thing.
And with that means that they're using full spectrum. That you can buy THC-free CBD, but that's not the way nature intended it to be.
Correct.
So just know that that is a fact. Now, for those who have absolutely ruined their life if they get caught having THC, then your only option would be the THC-free.
Right.
Well, Baker, thank you so much for all that information. I was intrigued from day one with CBD, and I continue to be. I know we have more to learn, but we've come a long way, and I'm actually proud of the world in some ways for the way that they've embraced it and the fact that they haven't come and shut people down. They've actually allowed some freedom in this country.
Right.
It's coming. They're going to try.
It's coming. In Tennessee, we just have a really good foundation for it already, so I'm really proud of Tennessee and what we've done here.
They're not coming, Clint.
Okay. All right, cool.
They can have my gummies when they prime for my cold dead fingers. Is that our new T-shirt?
I think they're going to legalize it.
I think they should, yeah.
Right.
If you don't come out with that T-shirt, though, come on, man. If you don't hate, come on. That's a good T-shirt.
I love it. It's a great idea. All right, my friend. It's time to take a break. When we come back, got several notes on how to empower your health in so many ways that you're not going to hear anyplace else. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell and Baker from Hey Good, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. And stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at silverdalebc.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group. You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you. ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell, and I found that quite interesting, Clint. I think you
absolutely
did.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
What a passion, and I love people who have ethics and passion together. I want to talk about a new place that I ate today.
Okay.
And it is something I've seen for years, just never have gone. It's called Brown Bag. It's over on Gun Barrel Road next to Bad Daddy's Burgers.
Okay.
And it's, I think, kind of set up more for catering, but my friend Brian took me over there, and really good food. $11 is what it costs to have a plate of either chicken or beef with a pretty nice salad. I brought my own olive oil because I'm not going to use their junky stuff with all those seed oils that cause macular degeneration and every disease known to man. Bingo. So, and then also had mixed vegetables that did not taste frozen. They actually were seasoned wonderfully.
Great.
And I had unsweet tea, and then I saw my ex-wife over there. Excuse me.
Had a great conversation.
I probably spoke more in about 2 minutes than I have in 12 years.
And so that's fantastic.
Well.
It truly is. It is. You don't want bad karma in this life.
I don't have any enemies that I presently know about, right. And I'm not going to accumulate any more than
that's right.
If I can prevent that.
No.
Oh, we're on great terms. We had wonderful grandkids, work well together. So, yeah, I'm just kind of joking, as you know.
Yeah, absolutely. The goal is for everybody to be happy.
I want to talk about the FDA has halted a product out of our industry for the very first time that I remember. I've been in the business since 79, so 44 years. There's a gentleman that has pretty shrewd businessman, and he has taking the research on a product called NMN, which is a very long word, but it's an anti-aging product, and it's similar to what we call NAD. And NAD is wonderful. NMN is wonderful because I actually get NAD in an IV every other week because I'm so convinced that it has anti-aging properties.
I take NAD every night.
Yes. And it has the ability to prevent mitochondrial dysfunction, which is the biggest reason that we fall apart as we age. That's a complex term, but it really is the energy, the cylinders, like in a motor. These are the cylinders within our cells, mitochondria. It's the energy production part. When those go down, it's just like you're running on about 3 cylinders instead of 8 in your car. And a 90-year-old has only 4% of the mitochondrial function that they had at 20 years old, so it decreases. One of the reasons is damage due to living. Father Time is always semi-cruel to us after we pass the age of 40. Well, NAD protects against that, so it potentially offers longevity because it potentially keeps us from being damaged.
Okay.
But so saying all of that, NMN is a cousin to NAD. Luckily, at this point, we're going to keep NAD. But as of 1 week ago, the FDA has allowed NMN to go through the approval process as a drug. That means that instead of it costing you about, well, it's kind of expensive, say $40 at Nutrition World, it will be $400 at least, maybe $4,000. I don't know.
Through your doctor?
Through your physician. Golly. Now, all of a sudden, see, the people who have been crying woo-woo, medicine, herbal doo-doo, all the things that they, all the insults, you know, these products are not valid, there's no reason to take it, all of a sudden they're going to be saying, Mrs. So-and-so, I would like to see you take NMN because it's been showing in research. The research is already there. We don't need new research. But they won't recommend it now, but oh, all of a sudden they're going to recommend it when that pretty little pharmaceutical girl comes in and starts educating them.
I have a question.
Yeah.
A couple questions. One is, when you take your NAD through infusion, mm-hmm. IV, how long does it last? And is there side effects? Two, go back to them pulling it off the shelves. Is that, there's another product you said they were thinking about doing this with, NC, what's the one that's good for NAC?
NAC, they could not win on that one.
Well, I guess my point on this is, it's not the first time the FDA has seen potential value from the pharmaceutical side of things to remove it from the holistic side of things.
Yep.
And then do what you're saying, the switch. But when it's over on those shelves, it's woo-woo medicine. Yep. But when we're given it, it's valid.
Absolutely perfect. Perfectly well said, because that is the game that is played. And yes, NAC, which was used during COVID and is used in emergency rooms for many things.
And I have it.
And you have it. I take it. Yeah. It produces some wonderful compound called glutathione, which again protects the body from damage from aging. Mm-hmm. And it also keeps mucus from forming in the lungs. It keeps you from dying sometimes with lung disorders. Well, they kind of lost that battle because the public outcry was so massive. In fact, I did a YouTube video on that, and I had, I think, 600,000 views as of just recently on that.
You should do one on the when they just took off. What was it, N whatever?
NMN. It's not well known.
It's too late on that one,
isn't it? And it's not well known, and we still have the substitute for it, so I'm not too uproiled.
Okay.
But it's just a little frightening as to the future because, you know, all of a sudden, not all of a sudden, but, you know, for decades, we were shunned to a level that was quite embarrassing at times, and now they're embracing what we sell.
Well, I'm going to say two things. First, I want you to answer the question about the IV, how long it lasts, and side effects. But I'm going to be a straw man a little bit and push back on you why that might be the case.
Mm-hmm.
We just had that conversation about CBD with Baker. One of the things that I think has hurt the industry's reputation, and I'm not sure you'll agree with this or not, but go back to the 60s and 70s, is the unregulation, is the fact that I could buy something that said it had it in there and there was really no way to, the COAs, the certificate of authenticity, whatever it is, those were not as available or they weren't held in such high esteem. So I think for decades, maybe the industry got away with putting vitamins in something that they called something else. And, you know, it was just Flintstone vitamins, you know, in the 80s. And I think maybe it got a bad reputation because it didn't self-regulate enough and take itself serious. It was a money grab. But the people like you that have had a serious mindset on it have suffered because the people out there that don't take it serious. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. And the thing is, we're living in a new world now. And the companies that have true ethics have more certifications on their bottles than any drug has ever been certified. They'll have five different ones from five different institutions who are guaranteeing that the purity, no glyphosate, no this, all organic, potency is guaranteed. You know, there's times in our life we just have to turn the corner and open our eyes to the new world.
Right.
And the healthcare people, the thing is, in corporate medicine, I know very well that they are told you will lose your job if you recommend anything but pharmaceuticals.
Right.
Well, that's a corrupt system, because if your job is to assist people in this country with their declining health and suffering, then you will do anything in relatively reasonable fashion. You can talk about exercise, but you can't talk about a nutrient? No.
Well, so I'm going to keep hammering that point, and then I'm going to give it back to you. It's your show. I think, just like with politics, if I want morals in politics, I think one of the, not the only, but one of the key components I have to possess is to hold my political party accountable for the BS that we do. I lose credibility when I expect you to operate, your party to operate by different standards than my party. I think your industry and what you do is so important, because you do hold your industry to higher standards, and that is why you have credibility. because if you want the medical industry or doctors or the mass public to take what you do seriously, they have to see that you're willing to call BS mm-hmm. on the companies that are carrying products. And you go, that's not correct. That is marketed wrong. That is not going to do this. That's not pure product. And you should be ashamed to call yourself a holistic store when you're not being having morals. I have a little sermon there, but that's kind of how I see it.
And you are exactly right. I have no tribe loyalty to this industry. I am very ethical and honest, and I have brotherhood and sisterhoods within it. But those who are crossing the line would and should be called out.
They hurt your business.
They hurt. And that's true of every industry.
Absolutely.
We actually tried to establish a company that did exactly what you're talking about. And a worker for me, a general manager, Chase, and I were putting together a plan to do mm-hmm. exactly that and put the word out of, okay, this is the how you need to process your products. This is the people who don't do it right. But that is, self-regulating is a tough place.
It is very
because
hard.
Money speaks. I mean, here we are looking at pharmaceuticals. 8,100 drugs have been withdrawn from the market not because they didn't work. It's because they killed tens of thousands of people.
Or there's no money in it.
And yeah, there's no money when you're killing people.
That's what, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. 8,100. So let's see. All of a sudden, we're going to glamorize the safety of pharmaceutical drugs. No one to any excessive degree has been killed by nutraceuticals. Pharmaceuticals, they have. Have they wasted their money? Yeah. Has it not worked? Yeah. That's not all good either. But the risk factor and the fact you glamorize pharmaceuticals when, in fact, they're the ones who did most of the damage. But we need to do better jobs.
Yeah. Well, I think that's where it goes. Hey, real quick, what's the side effects of the NAD IV? Any?
Side effects of NAD IV is nothing.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. We don't know how long it lasts. Ideally, it would be once a week. I only do it once every other week.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, we're in the learning stage. We just are gotcha. In the early stages of NAD. A guy named Dr. James on Instagram, he's one of my go-tos that I see every morning on Instagram because he has these very concise, succinct little posts that are very clear, pointed pieces of information on how do we optimize our health. These are the 9 disease-causing ingredients found in everyday food that are banned in many countries. Many are linked to cancer, but you're going to find them on the grocery store shelf anytime you go. Yellow 5 and yellow 6. Those are found in condiments, cheese, cereals, chips, cooks, and yellow-colored drinks. I guarantee you Mountain Dew has both of those in there. A dozen of animal studies show increased risk of kidney and intestinal tumors. That's one. Next, processed meats. Those are not the turkeys you get at the deli counter. These are the hot dogs, the lunch meat, and the canned meats. They're classified as group 1 carcinogen with convincing evidence they cause colorectal cancer. Mm. So when you go and you heard somebody say, I've got colon cancer. It's just the genes. It's just bad luck. It's just no, most of the time it's not. It's not your fault, but it's the fault of the people who are not educating and putting together the truth about foods and their toxicity. Here's a few more here. Sucralose, we hear lately, and I've been talking about this. Sucralose, artificial sweetener, and aspartame by the World Health Organization has now made it official that it is a very unhealthy carcinogenic product. And does Nutritional have any aspartame left in the store? No, we eliminated 100% of it about 4 years ago. Does it have sucralose? We cannot eliminate all sucralose yet because some of the athletic companies use it and there's no substitute at this point. So we are working diligently to do that. Vegetable oils, one of the worst, most toxic compounds that we can consume. Dr. McCullough says that we thought sugar was the worst thing we could eat. It's not. By far, it is vegetable oils. What are these? Canola, safflower, sunflower. Anything that's a vegetable oil has tremendous amount of toxicities in their substance because it damages the cells and it produces omega-6, which is very, very harmful to our body. So we need to really, like salad dressings, all of them have it. Okay. Margarine, all of it has it. Many frozen foods, chips, anything fried. What we need to fry in is lard, the old-fashioned stuff.
Yeah.
Next, MSG, my demon, because when I eat MSG, my Aura Ring says my pulse rate goes from 52 to 92 every single time. MSG is a flavor enhancer, but it's telling your brain that you're full. and you shouldn't be eating anything that says flavor enhancer because it probably has MSG. And lastly is the sodium phosphate and caramel coloring. Huh, caramel coloring. That sounds really harmless. Well, I thought so, but caramel coloring is made by combining sugar with ammonia.
Is that in Coke?
Yes, in Coke.
I think mm-hmm. I think so. I'm not sure.
And it's a proven carcinogen. It causes cancer in animals and is likely to do the same thing for humans. And almost all beverages of the cola type have that in there. So pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow.
That's a lot. So Dr. James, I encourage you to go on Instagram. Just type in Dr. James and start following him. Wonderful information.
That's real good.
Yep, just like Clint has wonderful information on all his podcasts.
Absolutely,
I do. Trying to be nice right here.
Yeah, thank you, sir. I really appreciate that.
I heard his feelings earlier.
Yeah, I'm still triggered a little bit, but we're fine. You know, we're good. I'll get over it.
We'll go punch it out in the back of the building here.
I'm all right. You know when you used to cry, and you talk like this, and your daddy said, I'll keep crying, I'll give you something to cry about. Yeah. But you already gave me something to cry about. I don't understand.
As you're going around a circle and he's paddling you.
No, I didn't go in a circle. You ran, you got more.
Oh, yeah.
Take it and stand still, big fella. You ran the pie hole, you get the, you know, you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Yeah.
That's the way that works.
You are so funny. All right, my friend, yes. Well, it's time to take a break. When we come back, a couple words of wisdom, that plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on. Some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air. 423-899-1500 or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500 or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World and with my partner, Clint Powell. I have a staff meeting every other week, and I have about 30 staff members. And so we split it up into 2 days. Mm-hmm. The one I like to sometimes end those staff meetings because I just update them on all the information of the past 2 weeks and the business and what we need to learn, what we need to be thinking about. But at the end of it, about every other time, I read something that has been valuable to me. And it may be selfish, but I think that people will share that same feeling when I read something of significance. Well, this is the one I read just a few days ago. How would you describe someone who lies to you, who rifes you up, who makes you anxious and afraid, and who questions whether you're good enough, who has preposterous blind spots and disturbing biases, who prods you to suspect the worst of others, and who tricks you into doing things you'll regret, and who encourages your worst impulses? But this is what our mind does to us on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Your mind is not your friend most of the time. The National sings, it takes you by the hand and leaves you nowhere. Then that's not wrong. As much faith as the Stoics, the people from the Roman days, had in our ruling reason, they were also quite skeptical, even suspicious of our thinking mind. That's why Epictetus talked about putting every impression to the test. That's what Marcus Aurelius was doing in his book Meditations, was working through his thoughts and having a kind of debate with himself about things he was sometimes inclined to think, but knew he might be wrong. And this is the work that we must do. Our mind can be a partner and a friend, sure, but we have to be the two minds about it. Our mind can be a source of strength and support, but it can also not be the most reliable or trustworthy of friends. We have to understand, accommodate, and adapt to this reality, make our decisions, and think our thoughts through accordingly. You know, it was said long ago in the mystical literature that the thinking mind is a wonderful servant and a horrible master. And I so agree to that. And I caught myself over my whole life jumping to conclusions and holding on tight to certain beliefs. Why do I have those beliefs? That circuitry was programmed, not intentionally, but by living a life of listening to others and taking in their programming. So I'm questioning a lot of what I think, what I feel, and I find much of it's not valid anymore. How about you, Clint?
I think I like what you're saying, and I agree with all of it. I also think the other side of it is to learn to question your sources, because once I've vetted the sources, I'm much more likely and feel much more confident that the odds that I'm trusting what someone says or the advice they give me is coming from at least a good, honest place. And I can let my guard down maybe a little bit.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. Hey, tell people where they can access Vital Health Radio, please.
Yeah, every Tuesday after the show airs on Sunday mornings, Tuesdays, it is released as a podcast on your favorite podcast platform. You just look up a Vital Health Radio download. It's on Spotify. It's on Apple. Any of your favorite podcast platforms.
I love it. Love it. Great show today.
Yeah,
always
thanks.
Love spending time with you. You're a true pro. And that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and the Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.